సంతశ్చాగ్రజగురిపురిం మాతృకం గోష్ఠవాటిం రాధాకుండం గిరివరమహో రాధికా మాధవాసం ప్రాప్తో యస్య ప్రతికృతయా శ్రీగురుం తం నతోస్మి పంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాశ్రీభ్యైవ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహాపతన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమ్నే గౌరవ గవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తదభక్తాయ భక్త్యా విహీనాపరాధ లక్ష్యై చిత్వాశ్చ కామాది తరంగమధ్యై కృపామయి త్వాం శరణం ప్రపన్నా వృందే నమస్తే చరణారవిందం వృందే నమస్తే నజినామి త్వయాదిన రాధిన తన్నయ మా Varanasi, Kashi, in the bank of Ganges, on Ashtami Vihar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting here. And Sanatan Goswami and Chandrasekhar and some of associates are here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving to answer to the question of Sudarshan Chakravarti. Who I am? Why I am so suffering? And I am suffering from the birth and death. I am drowning in the birth, in the ocean of birth and death. Old legs and so many diseases. How I can be happy? Three questions are related to three gyan. Sambandha gyan, Vidya gyan, and Prayojan tattva. Sambandha tattva, Avidya tattva, and Prayojan tattva. Who am I? Am Chaitanya Mahaprabhu story. And now we are explaining the person of the accumulation. So, I forget that and it came to the next. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Radha Damodar temple. Where he is writing. Very solitary place. Very solitary place. It is in Shevatmila. It is a Siddha place. You know Siddha place? Because Krishna is there. The feet dust of all the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika, is there. Especially, Krishna used to come there and to serve Srimati Radhika, so it is the best place in Vrindavan. Vanshivat and this place. Also, there's a place you need to go. Shanti. Sure. Here, Krishna is controlled by friend. Radha is also controlled by friend. Here, friend becomes personified. Like a person controlling Krishna. Srimati Radhika Gopis, all. So we want Krishna prema, not Krishna only. If there is no prema, no affection and love for Krishna, then we will like Kamsa, Jarasandha, Shishupala, like them. So, he has told us that here he is telling that Krishna is manifested in this world in six ways, six
features.
Krishna himself, two kinds of guru, bhakta, avatar, prakash and shakti. First is, he is explaining guru, bande guru, mantra guru ajata. I will try to explain it very
properly,
because I will have to complete 3 and 4 chapters. But this is background. Without this, we cannot explain. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world. Also, our book said, the Shaktic orders, all Acharya has come for this. Mantra Guru are Yoto Sikha Guru Gaur. Tahar Charana Aage Kaliye Bandha. Mantra Guru आर शिक्षा गुरु. मंत्र गुरु मीन्स दीक्षा गुरु. शिक्षा गुरु दोस्त पीछे जस्ट हाउ टू सर्व कृष्ण. हू आर यू? व्हाट इज भक्ति? व्हाट इज जीव तत्व? एंड हाउ ए जीव, ए सोल कंडीशन कैन अचीव भाव भक्ति एंड फ्रॉम भाव भक्ति टू Bhakti is one prema bhakti, the service of Krishna. And Rupa Goswami has told it that anna abhilashita sunyam jnana karma then anukullena. Those who want to accept this bhakti, they should remember this slogan first and repeat daily once. And try to go deep in this. And then practice. When you will begin practice, then it will be sadhana bhakti. From your senses, your indriyas. And when a mood will come, then it will be bhava bhakti. And when we will have prayer, then it will be prema bhakti. It is called sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti according to the stages of sadhana. Understand? Sadhana. So, all are same. Those who give all this, really he is Guru. Those who cannot give this thing, sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti, and they are not realized about all this. They may do a Guru work, but really they are not, because it is I told in Srimad Bhagavat and all Upanishad everywhere, isliye guru ke paas nahi jao. Tasma guru prapatti jikyasu shreya uttam shabde parecha nishanatam. Shabde nishanatam, pare nishanatam cha. Brahmanyu vashasmaja. We should know this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also supported this idea. Krishna also, all ethics, Srimad Bhagavatam. Go to Guru, if you want to have really happiness, really bhakti to Krishna, and realize Krishna. And who am I? How can I progress in this life? Then go to your Hari. Realize soul. Are there some realization about this? And he will help you. So, the symptom of that Guru has been told that Shabde cha pare cha. What is the meaning of Shabde? It is perfect in the Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the books. But only this will not do. Whether he is perfect or not, but he has no realization of Krishna. Not doing so much bhajan, he is not so much progressed and realizing that. Then he is perfect. Even he knows all kinds of sastra, arguments and everything. So, there are three symptoms of this. Shabda Brahma Nishna, he should know all the arguments of all the sastra. And secondly, he should be detached from worldly desires, material desires. These are two
external
system. And Swarup system, Swarup
internal.
That is, Brahma Nishna. Pare. Pare, who is from? Pare from Brahma. Who is? Krishna himself. Parabrahma. Why Parabrahma? You are taking this meaning? Oh Bhagyam, Oh Bhagyam, Ananda Gopa Prajau Kasham, Janamitram Paramanandam, Purna Brahma Sanatam. Krishna is Parabrahma, Purna Brahma Sanatam Brahma. So he should have some realization. Otherwise, he will He means, how, if he has no relation. He was only knowing some arguments of this heart from books, but he has not done so much bhajan, and that is why the present. Even they know all the arguments, everything, sometimes practicing something, but not the attachment of the material. And that is why I always must go to the devotees who should not fail. Otherwise it will be very, very problem for us if we don't talk. Then all life becomes upset. So, this is a very careful. So, I'm telling you here. Mantra Guru ar jato siksha guru garna tahana charana age kare bandha. What he has written, Swamiji?
I first offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my initiating spiritual master and all my instructing spiritual masters. Fourth, Srila Jiva Goswami in his species Bhakti Sankarva has stated...
Very carefully you should hear. Very important.
As stated, that uncontaminated devotional service is the objective of pure Vaishnavas, and that one has to execute such service in the association of other devotees. By associating with devotees of Lord Krishna, one develops a sense of Krishna consciousness and thus becomes inclined towards loving service of the Lord. This is the process of approaching devotional service, approaching the Supreme Lord by gradual appreciation of devotional service. If one desires unalloyed devotional service, one must associate with devotees.
Yes. Mark this line. If you want, but unalloyed devotional service, you must meet. And if you are not doing, then what will be the result?
Asasanga.
Asasanga. You'll be in asasanga. So try to follow these lines of Swami. Some tells that you are not in the line of Swami. But I am more in line of Swamiji. I am following all the totally words of Swami. Perhaps they are not following, and that is why I say that you are in not line of Swami. You should see. And you can judge yourself. Whether I am in line of Swamiji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Goswami or not, I am not going to tell anything against this. Totally I am giving to the whole world his message. This is message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Swami, all this. So we should very strongly and boldly try to follow these things. If we want unalloyed service of Krishna, devotional service, if you want. And if you don't, you want to make money, and see that, if I am going to follow these lines, then my money problem will be. Come. And so I should not associate with good and high class of Krishna. And if you want, like Prahlad Maharaj, you can next day associate with again this line and go on. If you want.
If one desires unalloyed devotional service, one must associate with the devotees of Sri Krishna. For by such association only can a conditioned soul achieve a taste for transcendental love and thus reach his eternal relationship with God in its specific manifestation and in terms of the specific transcendental mellow or rag one has eternally inherent in him.
If you will do like this, Krishna will manage everything for you. Don't fear. Krishna is given. He is controlling everything. So why we should fear for all these? For these problems. All the problems that is solved by this. And then Krishna will manage everything. So be bold like this. And try to associate what you thought Krishna. If you want unalloyed service of Krishna. Because not only time, three times it is answered. So, sadhusam. Again, sadhusam. Again, sadhusam. What is the meaning? Unalloyed service of Krishna. Attend to this. This is our first duty to follow. Go on.
Is that one must submissively listen to those who know perfectly the science of God, and one must begin the mode of service regulated by the preceptor or teacher. A devotee already attracted by the name, form, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Lord may be directed to his specific manner of devotional service. He need not waste time by approaching the Lord's logic.
Yes. Don't try to achieve Krishna by logic. Logic may connect you. If his logic is controlled by praying or devotion, and if it is favorable to like Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Chaitanya, then that logic can be some part of it. Otherwise, don't go to our school. Go on.
The expert spiritual master knows well how to engage his disciples' energy in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and thus he engages a devotee in a specific devotional service according to his special tendency.
Something you should understand. Then he is one of the devotees. All disciples will think that he loves much more other than him. This is the sign. This is the symptom of a all gurus, all disciples, all who are not disciples, come in his touch. that will feel in his their heart. Then he talks much, much, much more than anybody. We are seeing this thing in my Gurudev and also Swamiji. I think there are so many devotees of Swamiji. They can't realize this. He used to प्यार करना चाहता था आपको प्यार करता था he always loving you so I think all will realize this fact that my Gurudev loves me much more than anyone your disciples of Prabhupada you think you are so much happy about your service so this is the first we have heard from the disciples of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta even a little boy, even a girl, innocent girl, anyone, those who were superior, all just to think that I am so much loving to my Guru. He loves me. This is the actual sin. Because he has no worldly gain at all from any his disciples. He wants to be with her. And Krishna into their heart, this is. And if he is not perfect in the realization of Krishna friend, he cannot give these things. He cannot make seat Krishna in your heart. Guruji never take the heart of disciples for himself. He takes the hearts of all devotees, makes it so smooth. So soft, so fragrant, and so sweet, and he offers it to in the Lord's feet of not directly, by giving them in his Gurudev's lotus feet, and to his Param Gurudev's, Paratpar Gurudev, and thus it will come in the lotus feet of Rukmini, and they will give it to the Lalita Vishakha, and they will offer it to Lord. Srimati Radhika and Radhika will engage in the yugal service. So this is the symptom of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru both. Then, some. Go on.
A devotee must have only one.
If a Guru is not doing like so, then you can pray him that please allow me that I should associate him. His Gurudev will himself tell that I cannot satisfy you. You should go to Yudhishthira. You should go to Rupa Goswami. You should go to Narottam Thakur. He will not invade. Then?
The envious.
Envious. He will not invade. Oh, my God. He will take you. But Jiva Goswami cannot do like this. Serve your Gurudev. Come to me. And be more qualified to serve your Gurudev and Krishna. He wants no worldly gain at all. If he wants worldly gain, then he is not good. He will tell you that. Like Hridayananda of Pulin Gram to his disciple Shyamananda, who are from Vrindavan, in Sevakun, at the lotus feet of Buddha. He will make you qualified to serve Radha. And Jiva Goswami did it. Actually, Jiva Goswami has no sister, but all world is his. This is the symptom of the real Guru. Then?
A devotee must have only one initiating spiritual master because in the scriptures, acceptance of more than one is always forbidden.
Yes.
There is no limit, however, to the number of instructing spiritual masters one may accept. Generally, a spiritual master constantly instructs a disciple in spiritual science becomes his initiating spiritual master later on. One should always remember that a person who is reluctant to accept a spiritual master and be initiated is sure to be baffled in his endeavor to go back to Godhead.
What? Okay.
One should always remember that a person who is reluctant, hesitant to accept a spiritual master and be initiated is sure to be baffled in his endeavor to go back to Godhead. One who is not properly initiated may present himself as a great devotee, but in fact, he is sure to encounter many stumbling blocks on his path of progress toward spiritual realization, with the result that he must continue his term of material existence without relief. Such a helpless person is compared to a ship without a rudder, for such a ship can never reach its destination. It is imperative, therefore, that one accept a spiritual master if he at all desires to gain the favor of the Lord. If there is no chance to serve him directly, the devotee should serve the spiritual master by remembering his instructions. There is no difference between his instructions and he himself. In his absence, therefore, his words of direction should be the pride of the disciple. If one thinks that he is above consulting anyone else, including a spiritual master, he is at once an offender at the lotus feet of the Lord. Such an offender can never go back to Godhead. It is imperative that a serious person accept a bona fide spiritual master in terms of the Shastic injunction. Srila Jiva Goswami advises that one not accept a spiritual master in terms of hereditary or customary social and ecclesiastical conventions. One should simply try to find a genuinely qualified spiritual master for actual advancement and spiritual understanding.
Always following Jiva Goswami. One thing I want to explain here. To have a guru like this, having all qualifications, is very difficult. But if we had some past impression, we have done some sukritis, and at that time we have, in lower stages we have some guru anyhow, not real guru, but yet some guru. Even a Kanishtha adhikari, no harm. Then in that birth, he has some impressions. So when he will come in this birth, then he will choose a very real guru. And how to choose? We should give up ourselves in the Lord's feet of Krishna. Because he is Sikhya Guru, inner guru. He will hear.
Chaita Guru, Chaita
Guru. Always hear. He should pray that, oh Krishna, I want to serve you. Please be a good guru, qualified. Then Krishna will listen. And he will manage. And if you are not keep going like so and managing yourself, that I will choose my guru, I will pariksha, I will examine my guru, then you will help us. Bhakti is always sarva dharma na parityajyamam ekam sharanam antvam sapapitro moksha. It will surrender without any particular. Sincere. Krishna will surely help. So we die. So everything depends on Krishna. Easily we can have that rare guru in this world. In this world, very rare. And more than that, very rare disciples are in this world. It is anything. told in Shastra. Very rare devotee class. Disciples of Krishna. Who gave himself like Arjun to Krishna. Like Krishna and Sudama gave everything in Shastra. Like Rupa, Jiva Goswami gave himself in all respects to the Lord's feet of. I think there are so many instances of Guru and Guru in Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas. But not like Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Shastra. Who is the Guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sanatana Goswami. And Rupa Goswami? He has written so many books. In all books he has, in Mangalacharanam, he has read in the lotus feet of Chaitanya. As his guru, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave initiation to Rupa and Sanatana, where? First sacrifice was done there? Any mantra he gave to them? They adopt everything, like Guru, this is it. To whom we follow, internally, outwardly. And we easily, swabhavik rupse, our heart is there. In that way. Whether he is initiated by that mantra or not, or fire sacrifice has it done or not. These are external things. So in Shastra, Jiva Goswami has told, he has no so much time to write all these things because the Ramayana will come there, or Mahabharata, like Mahabharata so long. So he has not given all these examples. So it has, there are two kinds of disciples. Two kinds of diksha, initiation. Anushthaniki and Vidvatvuri. Anushthanik means only fire sacrifice has been done and Guru has told, oh, Vallabhaya, Swaha, Om Bhur Bhuva, Prachodaya, oh, I see. Give so much donation to Gurudev, representation so much, as satisfied to them, my heart, my head has been shaved. And now, I have been finished. This is outward. Not Vidvatruri. When it will be Vidvatruri? When we will leave our heart in the rough feet of Gurudev, everything, and Gurudev will make me so qualified to serve Krishna. And Divya Jnana. What is Divya Jnana? What is divine knowledge? Who is Krishna? Who am I? What is Maya? Illusory Maya. Now you see in here in this country or Western, all Western countries. That's a very big little husband and wife. That divorced so many times. They are very for their children. What to do? Very big. I pray you all that don't make this problem. Like Indian system, if you are married once, you should be married for
life.
For little problems, you should not die for. Don't be so much attached or don't so much detached. Try to do your kartavya. That this is, she is my Krishna's servant, my servant. I am servant. My boys or children are suffering. I should suffer. I should develop that Krishna consciousness. This is my duty. Don't be afraid. So Guru gives all kinds of knowledge, dipta jnana. What is Maya? What is Krishna Tattva, Guru Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, Prema Tattva? And how we should practice bhakti? How should we develop our affection, love for, unalloyed service of Krishna? This is the difference. And kuryat papasya
sanchaya
means all sinful actions. What are sinful actions? All kinds of worldly problems. So much attaching in worldly affairs. Having so many requirements, worldly requirements. Having so much lust, so much anger, all these things. Bad activities we have done in past. And that are the four kinds. What are four kinds? Prarabdha, aprarabdha, kut and avidya. All. Avidya means to forget Krishna. And then everything problem comes. So Gurudev destroys all these things. If he cannot do, then he should try to have accept any siksha. More advanced. He should pray Krishna or Gurudev also. These are my difficulties. So try Krishna. If he is bona fide Guru, he will tell, he will give advice that go to Rupa Goswami, go to Narottama, go to others who are advanced. And if that disciple goes there, to associate. If he envies,
envious,
then what to do? Then we will have things that we should give up to him. If he is against Vaishnavas and Krishna all teaching, then we should give up. But not daily. Even in India, I think, even a karmi does not give up his Gurudev for whole life. He thinks that he is God, he is Krishna. So we must treat like this. If your Guru is not so much, so high qualified, then taking permission, we can associate higher. He will be himself advising you. And if he does not do, then I think he deserves no quality of qualified. He is telling now, Mantra Guru, Arshikshad, tell me when it will be 25 minutes.
42.
It went down in a moment. One second, so this. Meeting of Savani.
Assembly
of Celebration Das Krishna. And at times that lady. And try to follow. He's telling, Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhakta Raghunath, Sri Ji Gopal Das Raghunath, Echhaya Guru Shikha Guru Dhyana. He's praying first to his Shikha Guru. Why you can think about it? Also he has not named his Guru Dhyana. He has told about Guru so many things. Shiksha Guru has taken the name of Shiksha Guru. Who? Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhakta Goswami, Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Shiksha Guru. He has taken directly Shiksha from them. And especially to both, whom? Rupa and Raghunath. Because they will write in the last of each. Why he could not name the Gurudev. But any Gurudev, Vikha Guru or not? I think it is impossible that he has no Vikha Guru. He has Vikha Guru. Some tell us that Srila Raghunath Bhatta was the Gurudev. But I have not seen any so authentic. If his guru was what form to tell? Nothing. I think it may be wrong or right, I cannot say. Because anywhere it has no tradition. I have to come to on conclusion that he and his brother in his life total, in his Grihastha
Ashtama
has been initiated by any guru. That is, his name has been kept Krishnadas. Without any diksha, anyone cannot keep name like this, Krishnadas. But as a professional, he was Kabiraj. Kabiraj, Ayurvedic doctor. Very good. He used to know pulse. And also the pulse of the devotees. For that disease also. That's so much good doctor. So there he has been initiated, but he left his this that work, his brothers and everyone. And it seems that he has taken something side of his elder. It may be not. And that is why he had not taken the name. Or there may be some fault. But I think if he has made Sikha Guru, like Rup, Sanatan, Guru Raghunath, six things, realized soul, also the person, associates of Krishna and also of Chaitanya. Like Rup Manjari, Sanatana Goswami, Lavanga Manjari, Bhatta Raghunath Guru Manjari, Jee Goswami Vilas Manjari, Gopal Bhatta Guru Manjari, Raghunath Das, and in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu past time, Sri Rup Sanatana Bhatta, Sri Gopal. There are two forms. No doubt they were SUs. If anyone is direct Sikha Guru, like me, why he will not be? So, one of our disciples. So, he is proud of that. That Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all are like this. Sabarat. And then he is praying to Bhakta. Like Sivas Pandit. Bhagavane Bhakta Jato Sivasadi Pradhan. Sivas is Narada. These are Bhakta. Bhakta are of two kinds. Realized Bhakta and Sadhak. Narada in his first life he was Sadhak Bhakta. And after that he became a realized Bhakta, praising Bhakta. Here also he takes Sarupa Damodar, Raya Ramanu, all the Bhakta, Sikhi Maiti, Madhavi Devi, Sadhum Bhattacharya. All the things. Prominent Sikha Guru, six groups, and all taking that because they have really some direct connection with six. Advaita Charya, Prabhu Anushavatar. Anushavatar means? incarnation of Mahavishnu. Nityananda, Swarup Prakash, Vaibhav Prakash. Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadananda Pandit, all are Shakti. Why Gadadhar Pandit was so generous, having no Swamna Bhav? Swamna Bhav, you
know?
Left. Always inserting into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not in angry mood or that is man to Chaitanya. But Jagadananda is like this. Because Gadadhar Pandit was herself Radhika. And he was always watching and looking after, guarding Krishna, whether he is playing a good role of my part or not. Like a teacher. So he is like that, Gadadhar Pandit. Always was. If he, Krishna tells anything, then he at once makes Sudhar. Very hot. Like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Nityananda Prabhu in the house of Nandana Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping and telling this shloka. Varaha Pivram Natavarabhu Karnayu Karnita Nityatvasa Kanak Kapisak Vaijayanti Chamala Faithful Group of Krishna. But he could not play the role of Radhika. Something like that. So behind parda, curtain. He played a marvelous role of Srimati Radhika, Gadadhar Pandit. Speaking loudly, melting everyone. And he uttered this slope in so manner that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of Radhika. Become careful. And he thought that, oh, I've done here this day. So Gadadhar Pandit is himself Srimati Radhika. He is playing a role of like a teacher here. So teach Krishna here, because Krishna has taken me. Jagadananda, like Saptabhama, you know all, he is also Shakti. He is praying to all. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Swayam Bhagavan. He Swayam Bhagavan. Himself Krishna. Vijayananandan Shyam Sundar. Tahar Padar Binde Anantapur. Pranam. Savarane Prabhu Kariya Namaskar. Ei Chaya Jaiche Kariya. I have told Krishna Das Bhagavan. I have told briefly these six kinds of Krishna. Krishna himself, like six manifestations. Himself Krishna. Yadyapi Amar Guru, Chaitanya Radash. My Guru, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But I know that he is himself Krishna. Shakshat Haripena, Samastasha. What is the meaning of Haripena? Can you define? Explain.
Who is Bhagavan?
No.
Shakshat Haripena.
He has not told Shakshat Haripena. Haripena. There is some deep meaning. He possesses the quality of Krishna, but not Krishna. So he is Das Bhagavan. Krishna Das Bhagavan. He has some qualities of Krishna. So merciful. He is the wholesale mercy of Krishna. So this is the quality of Krishna. So he possesses it. But not his Vishaya Krishna. If anyone thinks that Guru Dev is also Krishna, like Vishaya Krishna, he is not right. So, we should know that he has the quality of Hari. That is Hari Prema Sakshat. Even Karmis, Jnani Tapasvi, they also think that Gurudev likes Krishna. So we must know this. But we should not do aarop. Aarop means?
Superimposition. To superimpose an idea that is not
true. Yes. This is mango tree. It will give fruit, mango fruit, and it will be the fruit. This is aarop, not real. If you are seeing any mango tree, and then I am telling that, oh, this is mango, and it will get fruit in time, then it is true. But if we suppose unreal to be real, the fruit will be what? So, we should not do aarop. But in beginning, we have to aarop. No way, other way. So that is called aarop siddha bhakti. But we should aarop in Krishna to be Krishna. Like Krishna, deities are Krishna. We are now doing like this, but actually deity is himself Krishna. Understand? Deity is himself Krishna. But we are saying like a stone, like a statue. We cannot serve it like Krishna, but when our degree of affection will go up and we are realized, then we see like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shakshat Vrijendana. Vigranaha Tumi.
Shakshat
Vrijendana. Then it is beautiful. Guru Krishna Rupam Shastra Pramani. Guru Rupe Krishna Karen, Prita Karen Bhakta Dhane. Shikshya Guru Padayani, Ami Krishna Rastro. I will explain it now. And after that I will say third. Very important also. He will explain who is Guru, who is Shikshya Guru, who is Shikshya Guru. What are our duties? How to serve me? So next day, he will explain all this. Gaur
Pranananda. Says Srila Nityananda Ram is the plenary manifestation of the Lord, and I have been initiated by him. Says Nityananda Roy, Guru Swaru Prakash. Ahana Pada Padma Bandha Jar Mui Das.
Jar Mui Das, it must not be like this. Das. Like sir?
Srila Prabhupada is initiated and I have been initiated by him.
But he has not clearly written. We are all disciples of Nityananda Prabhu no harm. But actually, he has not taken. He can take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, Nityananda Prabhu also, like Rupa Sanyasana Sanatana. So, may also consider.